You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
An Indian origin mother and son duo from Canada are visiting Melbourne to perform their play A Brimful of Asha at the Melbourne International Arts Festival. Ravi Jain and his mother Asha Jain are with us in SBS Hindi Studios. Welcome to Melbourne. May I say a cold and wet Melbourne. How does it feel to be here?
It's great. I mean, it's a beautiful city. And yeah, and we've experienced four seasons in a day, which I feel like is the vibe of Melbourne. So that's nice.
Yes, we have coffee to make up for
yes.
it. That's right. Aapka bhi swagat hai, Asha ji, SBS par.
Thank you.
Congratulations on bringing your play to the International Arts Festival. How did you start as a theater artist? Where it all began in Canada?
So I started pretty much in high school. I was doing theater as part of, you know, high school programs. And then after I graduated, I went to a theater school in England, much to my parents, against my parents' wishes, obviously. And then I went to a theater school in New York, and I got to go to a theater school in France. So I trained a lot and worked a lot abroad for a long time. And then in 2007, I came back to Toronto to start a theater company. And so I always had support from my parents, even though that support came with a lot of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
but they were patient enough to kind of see me through. And now I dragged my mother into it. So it's perfect. It works. It works really well.
You're performing A Brimful of Asha. Your yeah. mom's name is Asha. Tell us, you've performed this play in London, in the yeah. United States. Tell us, what is this play about?
So it's a true story. Mm-hmm. It's the true story of me, how my parents tried to arrange my marriage in India in 2007, and it didn't go so well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a story that a lot of families kind of go through. And I thought, you know, the best way to tell it is everybody hears my perspective. You know, you see all these movies and you hear about arranged marriage always from a Western perspective. And so what about having an authentic perspective be part of the story, which is my mom, who was part of the story with me. And so we tell it together from both of our perspectives and share, you know, the clash of living between two cultures and living between different generations.
What do you think about an arranged marriage?
I think it's great. I mean, I think, you know, I have tons of friends who have had them, you know, friends from Canada who've gone back to India to get married, and they're very happy. I think that they're great. I just think that it's not necessarily for me. And I think the way that they can happen, as told by our story, is sometimes a little bit, you know... there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure, right? Like there was a moment where I met a girl. We went out, you know, for pizza, and it was 2 hours. And in that 2 hours, you had to decide. And it was like, this is crazy. That's not going to happen.
Asha ji, aap kya sochte hai? Pressure dalte hai bachcho pe Bharatiya maabap log arranged marriage ke liye?
Ye hamare culture ki bahut badi cheez hai ki wo hum samajhte hai ye hamara farz hai ki bachche ki shaadi karna. उसके लिए नाइस ब्राइड ढूंढना और लड़का लड़की है तो उसके लिए नाइस ग्रूम ढूंढना ये पेरेंट्स रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है. वी डोंट ट्रस्ट अपने बच्चों को कि भाई वो
खुद एक अच्छा पात्र ढूंढ
खुद अच्छा पार्टनर ढूंढ पाएंगे. तो अनव हमारे कल्चर में लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स काफ़ी सारी चीज़ें हैं जो हम चेक करते हैं लाइक कंपेटेबिलिटी बिटवीन फैमिलीज एंड kids, education, फिर दूसरा जो culture है और religion है, that plays a big role too because half of the hurdle is over when you are from same background. तो इसीलिए but in the process I found out that there is no room मनोहर का कि भाई वो जैसे रवि ने अभी कहा कि 2 घंटे में पिज़्ज़ा खा के यू हैव तुम्हें वहीं पे डिसाइड करके बताना है अदरवाइज इस ख़त्म. तो वो थोड़ा सा अभी भी इंडिया में प्रेशर टैक्टिस है.
आप बताइए मुझे आपकी शादी कैसे हुई थी. आपकी अरेंज मैरिज थी क्या?
मेरी अरेंज मैरिज थी एंड मेरी भी बिल्कुल ऐसे थी 2 घंटे हुए हम मिले थे एंड वो भी सारी फैमिली साथ थी. माई ब्रदर सिस्टर माई आंट अंकल माई पेरेंट्स एंड 2 घंटे में मैंने हाँ करी मेरे हस्बैंड ने भी हाँ करी होने वाले एंड
ऐसे ही
देखा जनवरी को मिले थे एंड 3rd January को वी वर एंगेज्ड.
अच्छा, एक ही दिन में सगाई भी हो गई.
सगाई हो गई.
आज कितने साल हो गए आप दोनों?
आज मेरी शादी को 45 ईयर्स हो गए.
देखिए रवि जी, अरेंज मैरिज का सबसे सफल किस्सा आपके घर में है.
Exactly, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it. It can work. It could work.
It could work.
She is an example of how it could work.
जी, आपने प्रेशर डाला, आप नाकामयाब रही, पर अब आप इस नाटक में एक पात्र का आप अभिनय भी कर रही है. ये स्टेज पर जाके अभिनय करने का अनुभव कैसा रहा आपका?
बड़ा अच्छा लगा मुझे, क्योंकि लोगों ने, आई थिंक डिफरेंट कल्चर ने फर्स्ट टाइम एक्सपीरियंस किया हमारा रियल कल्चर एंड शादी का प्रोसेस. बिफोर दैट सब लोग का मुंह खुला रह जाता था जब सुनते थे कि तुम्हारी शादी कैसे हुई, अरेंज मैरिज है, तो उनको समझ ही नहीं आता था. बट नाउ थ्रू दिस स्टोरी लॉट ऑफ पीपल एग्री कि भाई इट इज़ नॉट अ बैड प्रोसेस, क्योंकि इन बिटवीन we are making sure of stability of the families and stability of the kids. If they are compatible is better. So all these things make a big difference, and lot of people understand now.
Well, and I would say too, like people get more understanding from it, but then also a lot of Desis will come and they'll go, oh my god, that's my story. I immigrated to Canada in the same way, or I immigrated in London in the same way, and I got married, and people see their story on stage. You know, we had that exact same fight at our dining room table exactly the way you showed it. And so there's a lot of recognizing of that experience. So understanding for the new people for that experience, and recognition from people who've gone through it.
That makes me very curious, and I'm sure people who are listening to us right now are also curious. When they come to see the play, what are they going to witness that night?
It's really like coming to our house. So people come in and they come right on stage and they meet me and my mom. We offer you a samosa because you have to have food. And then we'll sit and just tell the story. And it, you know, it's not performed. It's really just the two of us telling the story as we would if you came over. And, you know, it's just our story. It's not everyone's story, because ours has a happy ending as well. And I feel that it's important that people understand there are, you know, very different degrees of this story.
Right.
And for us, it just goes a certain way. And we have a laugh and kind of share with you how ridiculous sometimes the process can be.
I can imagine. Tell us, what is next on cards for you?
Well, for me, I'm actually creating a new adaptation of Mahabharata. It's going to be in 2020 in Canada, and it's a big production that has actors from across Canada, Australia, and the UK. And it's been really exciting to kind of experience, relearn this story that when growing up, you know, I got little bits of the story and I watched the TV show that everybody watched, the B.R. Chopra. But so, yeah, I'm very excited. So 2020 August, that's going to premiere. And hopefully we might be able to bring it to Australia.
Sounds really good. Mm-hmm. I hope you have a wonderful time at the Melbourne International Arts Festival. Thank you for joining us in SBS Studios today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.